Hello, my name's Kate Rolls and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new artwork, One and Other. The date today is the 18th of August 2009 and the time is 2:10 a.m. If I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
Okay, I'm Robert Goatley. I'm 23 years old. I was born on the 9th of the 5th, 86. I live in Dorset and I work in Somerset as an assistant housemaster in a state boarding school. Okay.
Great, yeah. And how are you today?
I'm good. I'm feeling sort of pretty positive. It's a bit of a bizarre situation. I didn't think I'd get on the plinth to begin with and just sort of went from there. And now, yeah, pretty good about it. So good. We'll see what happens.
And what motivated you to apply to be part of this work?
As someone that's not particularly artistic, it was nice to get a sense that you could be involved in something that was an art project, and it's nice if you get a place, if you're lucky enough to get a place, then you're actually something that is there for posterity. So it's a good thing, especially for a non-artist.
And when you found out that you had got a place and you were going to be involved, how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
To be honest, I still haven't decided how to use my hour on the plinth. And I was working up to it today, and I'm sure it'll go horribly wrong or something, but we'll see. But, I mean, I was excited to get this just because I'm one of 2,400 people out of, I think now, 60,000 people that have applied. So I've been very lucky, and although I don't know exactly what I'm going to do with the hour, I'm going to cherish it because it's going to be an hour of my life which a lot of other people aren't going to have. So I'll just go from there.
Great. And what do your friends and family think about you taking part?
Some are jealous, some don't really know what's going on, and the ones that do are supportive and sort of chipping in with all their ideas about what should be done and stuff like that. But I think in general, it's something that enthuses people, so it's a good thing.
Fantastic. Could you say a little bit more about what you do for a living?
Right, I work in a school, it's a boarding school, so when people come in from school at 4 o'clock, they have to do their homework and stuff. I'm the guy that's in charge of all that and making sure they behave. So my job runs from 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 11 o'clock at night, just making sure that everything's running smoothly. I also do sort of a bit of rugby coaching. I work with the cadet force as a sort of volunteer and just go around with that. So I'm involved in education, but not really, as it were.
How do you like it?
I enjoy my job a lot. I think there are very, very few jobs where you get very little pressure and a lot of time off, and I mean, I'm on holiday now and I'm being paid for it, and yet when you go back, I mean, 98% of the time it's absolutely fine, it's a good fun job to have, and the 2% of the time where it all goes horribly wrong, it's not really that much of an issue, it's just people playing up, so you just go around that.
And what age are the boys that you
it's boys and girls, so it's from 11 through to 18, but the main group being sort of 12 to 16, so proper teenagers.
Yeah. Lovely. And whereabouts that?
It's a school in Somerset called Sexies.
Okay. Yeah, great. And about you personally outside of work, what are your interests or hobbies, things like that?
At the moment, I just run the London Marathon, so quite a lot of running. I play rugby. I'm getting more and more into sort of going out walking and that thing, and generally just keeping myself active and keeping myself moving, and going in a sort of good, positive, healthy direction.
Had you run the London Marathon before?
No, absolutely not. I finished university and thought, right, I've got to do something good now, so just did that, and it came about, and we'll do it again next year.
Yeah, and how was it?
It was painful. It was a very painful, not pleasant experience.
Did you do it for yourself or for a charity?
I did it for a charity, but I mainly did it for myself, so the charity was secondary to me actually doing it. So it was good, and but I just, it was so painful.
I've never done that.
Give it a go, see.
And how about your religious beliefs or political beliefs? Do you have?
I wouldn't say I was particularly religious or political, to be honest. There is something out there, be it God, whatever. And as far as politics go, as long as it doesn't impinge on my everyday life, then I don't really have a problem. I do have a problem with sort of extremism in its forms, be it left or right wing. But I don't think that Britain as a country is ever going to go one way or the other. So I'm quite happy with things the way they are, to be honest.
And you said you went to university and you've just finished. How recently did you finish?
I finished almost exactly a year ago. Doing human sciences at Durham, which is human sciences, basically people, monkeys, evolution. So in five words. So I did my dissertation on observation of gorillas and that kind of thing. So it was good fun. But it was a year ago now, which is a shame.
Is that human sciences something that you'd like to go into in that field?
I sort of been there, done that. But I mean, it was interesting. I don't think I'd do it as a career, but it was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Have you got any idea about your sort of career direction?
I mean, I may become a teacher. I mean, that's what I've kind of primed myself for a moment. But if I don't want to, then I've still got options, I think. So we'll just see. It's all in the lap of the gods, really.
And what about your family life, your upbringing?
What do you mean?
Would you like to say a little bit about that?
Well, I come from a sort of fairly nuclear family. Got mum, got dad still knocking about, and two younger brothers, a dog, that kind of thing. Mm. So it's a very normal sort of middle class upbringing.
Yeah.
That's about as far as it goes, really. There's nothing exciting or terrible about it. It's just a normal upbringing.
Yeah. And do you know much about your family history at all?
I know a bit, not masses, but enough. Why do you ask?
Would you like, just wondering about getting a sort of a document of what you know about that, if there's any sort of ancestry that you know about, where you come from as a family.
Well, I know that one of my relatives was actually on the plinth at some point, a guy called Napier, but I don't know what relationship he is.
You're related to Napier?
Yeah, I don't know how, but he was there, he's now not there. So, and I think I do know my place in my family, and so that's fine by me, really.
Mm.
It's not a great answer, but it's not going to draw people in, you know.
And for you now, what's important to you in your life going forwards?
For me, what's important now is that I continue to make progress and continue to move forward with sort of a positive action, and that I continue to have fun, because I'm enjoying life at the moment, so I may as well keep doing it, keep being positive. If it keeps going the way it's going to do, it's going to get to the point where I want it to anyway, so we just go from there.
Great. Any ambitions?
Not that I want to say out loud.
Sure. Okay, no worries. All right, well, thank you very much.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you.